Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. A little bit of an unusual interview here. It's about a book. It's called Cool Papa Bell, the Bonafide Legend of Cool Papa Bell, Speed, Grace, and the Negro Leagues, and it's done by Lonnie Wheeler. Now, Lonnie Wheeler, one of the great authors, baseball authors, passed away in 2020, and the book was then published. So he was the author, co-author of many books on baseball, including I Had a Hammer with Hank Aaron. I remember that one. Pitch by Pitch with Bob Gibson. 60 Feet 6 Inches with Bob Gibson and Reggie Jackson. Long Shot with Mike Piazza. Bleachers, A Summer in Wrigley Field. And Intangible, which is a winner of the 2016 Sabre Baseball Research Award. So the book is Cool Papa Bell. And Lonnie Wheeler did it. Now, who's going to talk about it? A very, very, very special man. We've had him on the show before, and that is Larry Lester. Larry Lester fans, where do you hear the bio? It always impresses me. Co-founder of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He's on special committees about the Negro Leagues. He's the de facto chairman of all things Negro League baseball. He's the chairman of Sabre's Negro League Committee. He's a researcher, an author, an historian, and number one in America on the authority of Negro League baseball. So, Larry, I'm so glad you could be on the show. You knew Lonnie Wheeler. You know a lot about Cool Papa Bell and this book, and I'm glad we could bring it to the fans. So nice having you with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me on your show, Marty.
Well, let's talk about Lonnie Wheeler in the book a little bit. You knew Lonnie Wheeler well, and give us a little background on Lonnie.
I first met Lonnie at my Jerry Malloy Negro League Conference, a symposium, academic symposium that I give every year. Met him in Pittsburgh. He was one of the attendees, and he was there to gather information, and we hit it right off. Lonnie's a great personality, a great man. And so we connected, and he said he wanted to write a book on Cool Papa Bell. So I said, how can I help? And so in the process, I uploaded roughly 200 articles in my Dropbox folder that he would have access to from my Cool Papa Bell file. I sent him the audio tape of Cool Papa Bell's funeral, which I attended, and shared some of my personal conversations with Cool in his home. And the big takeaway was I printed out a report that shows day by day more than 1,400 games that Cool Papa Bell played in so that Lonnie could track each day of Cool Papa Bell's career on the road and at home by team, by season. And that way he would know where Cool Papa Bell was on this day of the season. And I provided a couple of dozen photographs to fill in the blanks. So I was trying to make sure he had as much original research as possible to help him with this book, which was turned down by the publisher earlier because they claim there's not enough substance out there, not enough information. I'm like, Lonnie, I've got some information. I'm glad to send it to you, share it with you, and maybe the publisher would change their mind, which they did.
Well, it's a great book, and I guess we'll start with this. For people who don't know who Cool Papa Bell is, number one, I think he's got the best nickname in baseball. How does he get the name of Cool Papa Bell?
Well, the legend or folklore or whatever says he started out as a pitcher in 22 with the St. Louis Stars, and he struck out the great Oscar Charleston. And they made a big deal about it, and he was pretty cool about it. So, you know, that's just his personality. So they started to call James Bell Cool. And that just wasn't enough. It didn't have the bounce, the rhythm to it. So they added Papa, and he became James Cool Papa Bell.
I love it. It's great. Great story. Great nickname. Now, tell us about Cool Papa Bell as a player. He was an outfielder. He was considered the fastest player who ever played the game. And, of course, Satchel Paige said many quotes about him. There are many legendary quotes about his speed. So tell us a little bit about Cool Papa Bell and what kind of a ball player he was and why he really, number five in 1974, he was the fifth Negro League player to be put in the Hall of Fame. So fabulous career, but let's learn a little bit more about Cool Papa Bell.
Well, I call Cool Papa Bell the unspotted cheetah. He ran the bases like a hunting cheetah. You know, he was probably built like a high school point guard on a basketball team. Just a sleek built like the cheetah. His speed was legendary. They said he could bunt for a double or steal two bases on one pitch. It was just incredible. I learned so much from him, how he would take an extra base on an outfielder. If he bobbled that ball, that means he could get an extra step toward the next base. So he was always mindful of outfielders who may bobble a ground ball or whatever the case may be. Super fast. We've all heard the story about him turning off the light and being in the bed under the covers before the room got dark.
I love it.
And I've always wondered, how could the mind make up such a story? You know, you got legends, you got myths, ballroom talk and all this. And so I asked Cool about that story, and he said, it's a true story. I said, no way, how's that possible? And so he shared with me the type of light switch that we had back in the day where you had two buttons. You push one button, the other button would pop out to turn it on, or you push one button, the other button would pop out to turn off. Well, sometimes those buttons would stick. And so that's a true story, and that's why he won the bet with Satchel Paige when he came into the room that he could be in bed before the room got dark.
Very good.
Paige pushed that button. It was a delayed turnoff. Ooh, it was slick and fast, so the story happened to be true.
I love it.
I love it. You know what they say. Most of my true stories are true.
Larry Lester is with us talking about Lonnie Wheeler's book, The Bonafide Legend of Cool Papa Bell. Fastest player ever. Nice man, an honest and kind man is one way to describe him.
Yes, he was always very gracious whenever I went to see him. He always dressed up. I mean, he dressed like he was going to meet St. Peter, or, you know, he would wear a tie, a jacket, and sometimes he would wear spatted shoes. When he knew I was coming, he would just dress up like he was a deacon in the church or something. And always gracious. He spoke softly, like a man trying to get a date. He was just laid back and just very humbled, and he never would talk about his career. He always wanted to talk about other players and their greatness. And he would often say they ought to put him in and take me out of the Hall of Fame. So that's just Cool Papa Bell. He showed a lot of humility and grace, just reluctant to share his own accolades.
Well, he's got a statue outside the ballpark in St. Louis because he played for the St. Louis Stars. He played for the Homestead Grays, who had a lot of their games in Washington, D.C. He's in the Ring of Honor in the ballpark in Washington, D.C. But what made him special was that he played for the St. Louis Stars, the legendary Pittsburgh Crawfords with all the Hall of Famers and what great players at that time, and also the Homestead Grays, and he was a switch hitter. So let's talk a little bit about his experience with those teams. They were legendary teams.
Well, fortunately, Cool Papa Bell played with all the great ones. You know, when he's with the St. Louis Stars, I mean, he's playing with Mule Suttles, probably the second or third best home run hitter of all time, and Willie Wells, Willie the Devil Wells, one of the greatest shortstops ever. Ted Trent was on that team. Ted Hot Pocket Trent was a great pitcher. He goes from there to Pittsburgh Crawfords, and he's got Oscar Charleston, Hall of Famer, Judy Johnson at third, Josh Gibson, Satchel Paige. I mean, just a dynamite team full of talent. And, of course, they won it all in 1935. And so he goes to the Homestead Grays. He meets up with Josh Gibson, catcher, and Buck Leonard, a first baseman, Ray Brown, one of the great pitchers ever, who's in the Hall of Fame. Just so much talent. Sam Bankhead at shortstop, Jerry Benjamin. So much talent on that team. And Kuhl was just a great player on every team that he went to. I mean, his speed was legendary. For the record, he is the leadoff hitter in the East-West game more than any other ball player. I think he was 7 times leadoff hitter. Just a great talent who blended in well with teammates. Just a man. One of my favorite ball players.
Well, it's a great story. Kuhl Papa Bell, and obviously he is a Hall of Famer. And it's good to hear these stories from you, Larry, because they're all in the book, and you really learn about this very special, nice man. I like one of the legends where he scored from first on a sacrifice bunt. And I guess the play was he was running on the play, and there was a sacrifice bunt. And by the time they threw the ball to first, he was at third base, getting to third base. And the catcher went down to cover third base because the third baseman had to deal with the bunt. And he just went right past the catcher. And there was nobody at home. And Murray Dixon was the pitcher. He didn't get home in time. And Kuhl Papa Bell scored from first on a sacrifice bunt. How about that?
Well, I think it's incredible. But it's more incredible is that he did this against a white all-star team when he was in his 40s. This man never needed a walker. He could just flat out run. I always wondered about his running style. And so I interviewed Richard Wilkerson, who was the son of J.L. Wilkerson, the owner of the Kansas City Monarchs.
Sure.
And I assumed that Kuhl Papa ran like Jesse Owens and maybe a little Usain Bolt. But he said, nope. He ran the bases like Mick the Quick Rivers.
Mm.
His feet barely came off the ground. He took baby steps, and he just kind of motored around the bases with very quick steps, and his feet never came off the ground. He ran like Mickey Rivers. And I just want people to get a picture of what that's like. He was not the Olympian sprinter, but just really quick, quick as a wink, fast as a blink.
Great switch hitter, Hall of Famer. He played in Mexico, as many of the African-American players did in the 30s and 40s because of integration issues, obviously, with Judge Landis. But he was a big star down in Mexico. He was chosen to go to the Dominican Republic with a great team put together by the dictator Rafael Trujillo. And if they didn't win, they were afraid they were going to get shot. And he was part of that team. So he had a very colorful off season, so to speak, around the world.
Well, yes, he did. At the age of 38, he went to Mexico in 1940, and he became the first Mexican League player to win the Triple Crown down there. And they had fenceless ballparks. So he led the league in home runs with 12 and a batting average of .437 and RBIs of 70 with 79. Without having fence around the ballpark, he would just hit it in the gap and run wild. The Trujillo All-Stars in 1937 by Rafael Trujillo was an interesting story in that they had to win the game so that Rafael, the dictator, could win the election. And so him and Satchel Paige and many others were put in the juzgado or the jail the night before so they wouldn't be out rabble-rousing in the street. They wanted to ensure that they were on point and ready to play that next game. And Satchel did not have his best game that next day, and so there was some moments of anxiety of whether they would win the game, which they eventually did, and they were Kuhl Papa Bell and Satchel were just glad to get out of there and back to homeland.
Great story. They end up winning the game 6-5, and they got him out of there that night by plane back to the homeland. Very, very interesting. Larry Lester is with us, and I said, of course, Larry is the expert in the country on Negro League Baseball, co-founder of the Negro League Baseball Museum. Lonnie Wheeler really put together a nice story, didn't he? Everything about who Cool Papa Bell was and why we should remember him as one of the great players in the Negro League. So I think Lonnie did a great job with this.
Oh, I definitely agree. Lonnie has a writing style that I wish I could carbon copy. He's able to take a sentence and mold it and shape it and say so much in just one sentence. I don't know how he does it. He crafts a very vivid expose of Cool Papa Bell's career, sentence by sentence. It's a nonstop read. It's just so much good information in how he interweaves other ball players into Cool Papa Bell's story and quotes from other ball players and historians. And I don't know how he does it. He's one of the best writers ever, someone I fell in love with when he wrote that Hank Aaron book, I Had a Hammer, in 1991. But Lonnie is just super talented, and he just made that book electric. It's just fascinating to read, and oh, man.
I agree 100% with you that he made that, the images come to life for Cool Papa Bell. As I said, he's got one of the best nicknames ever. Well, Larry, it's great to have you on. Again, you know, it's always a pleasure. I learned so much from you. And, of course, I learned a lot in this book, The Bonafide Legend of Cool Papa Bell. You can get it at any of the outlets. Our book tree up in Montclair, David has got it up there. So, Larry, thank you so much for being on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a pleasure, Marty, but no library is complete without that cool story by Lonnie Willer.
Really? Cool Papa Bell. I love it. Well, that's a good name. Yep, he was so calm. He was cool, but he said, nah, that's not enough. I got to add a little something to it. So he became Cool Papa Bell, Hall of Famer, and one of the great players, top 100 players of all time. He's on that list. Larry, thanks so much. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Marty.
All right. More coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.